talk about games. Play by Ryan and Mike.
I'm modern, I'm retro. Video game show.
Yes, we talk about games and sometimes other stuff.
Like Star Trek, it's a blast. Our gaming podcast.
Hello and welcome to another Talk About Games. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Mike.
Yeah.
And today we're talking about Metal Slug X.
Yeah.
That's Ryan's game, and my game, I'm going with Paperboy.
We wanted to pick real topical games this
time. Everybody's talking about Paperboy right now.
They are. It's really big.
Yeah.
There's new Metal Slug Marvel crossover coming out that everybody's really into right now. No, these games have nothing to do.
To do with anything.
Anything. It's just what we wanted to play, which is fine. Sometimes you got to play what you want to play and not worry about what's going on in the crazy world out there.
I do that all the time. I'm always playing games that you most of the time you would never guess.
Right. Yeah, he comes in and he's like, yo, man.
Yeah, I got Biohazard Battle or something.
I got The Three Stooges on NES, man. Right. Those oyster crackers. Let me tell you, man, the oyster crackers.
And then I go on about it for 25 minutes, and you're like, all right, are we done?
I'm like, that's great. Yo, yeah. I got to, like, do... No.
Tell me all about Metal Slug X.
So let me tell you about Metal Slug X. So the Metal Slug series is interesting because there's a lot of history, right? So there was Metal Slug 1, Metal Slug 2, Metal Slug 3. That's like the original trilogy. Those games came out on the Neo Geo, MVS, AES, Home Arcade, all of that. But it was a Neo Geo game made by Neo Geo people. The original developers worked on a game called Into the Deep before they worked on this.
I love that game.
Which is like submarine shooter.
I look at that game. Well, I mean, geez, like for most of the games on Neo Geo, and they're just so beautiful to look at.
Yeah.
And I think about the sprite sheets and how many like if you look at an explosion in a Neo Geo game and compare that to like NES or Super Nintendo,
right.
It's like the animation on I'm just using an explosion as an example, but on everything is so detailed. Like in Metal Slug, when the guy, he can only fire up, right?
Yeah.
But there's all these frames of animation as he's like lifting the gun. If it was NES, it would be 1, 2.
Yeah.
That's it. You know?
Yeah.
And the Neo Geo, just in general, is just probably the most beautiful graphics I can think of with sprites.
Yeah, and they did it forever. Neo Geo games came out for 15 years or something like that. It was, you know, a lasting thing. So Metal Slug X, like I said, there's the original trilogy 1, 2, and 3. Metal Slug X is a remake of 2, okay? So after that, SNK went bankrupt, okay? 1, 2,
after
3.
After 2?
After 3.
After 3, they went
SNK
bankrupt.
Goes bankrupt.
Now, why would they go bankrupt? Because, like, the games are fantastic.
I think a lot of it is the Neo Geo CD was kind of a failure.
Yeah.
The Neo Geo, the Hyper 64, was kind of a failure.
I have a Neo Geo CD, and I never break it out, because I'm like, if I'm going to play Neo Geo, I'm going to use my, like, AES.
It has, like, bad load times.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's expensive, yeah. And, you know, there's just a lot. The arcades were kind of dying, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're an arcade-centric company, where do you go?
Right.
Anyway, court-ordered sale of assets. A company called Mega bought the Metal Slug rights, and they went out and they made 4 and 5. Metal Slug 4 and 5. Which, while 1, 2, and 3 kind of build on each other...
I haven't played 4 and 5.
Right. You don't really hear about 4 and 5 all that much.
Mm-hmm.
But they made 4 and 5. Then SNK got money back, and they became SNK Playmore. And Metal Slug 6 comes out, but that's past the Neo Geo era.
Okay.
It actually came out on Sega hardware in the arcade.
Okay.
But then Metal Slug 7... It isn't an arcade game. It came out on DS.
That's right. That's weird.
Which is weird.
And then there's like some handheld Metal Slugs,
so,
too. Like,
so we'll get into that.
Pocket and all that.
We'll get into that.
Right.
So much like Metal Slug X is a remake of Metal Slug 2, Metal Slug 7 was remade as Metal Slug Double X. And Double X, now remember, Metal Slug 7 is a DS game.
Yeah.
Metal Slug Double X came out on PSP.
Okay.
But now you can also play it on PlayStation 4.
So oh, that's they like re-released the most it?
Recent. Yeah, Limited Run put it out as a physical edition.
And
too.
I know you can play a lot of these games now on Switch because there's like the Neo Geo collections and all that.
Yeah, so. All the Neo Geo ones are available on Switch right now. So, but I was like, you know, I played Metal Slug like in passing, but for this episode, I'm like, I'm really going to get into Metal Slug.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a deeper game than you would think. Yes, it's a quarter muncher, and yes, if you have enough quarters, or in the case of a DS, if you have enough presses of the L1 button, you're going to get through the game. But then you start thinking about, okay, well, how do I get better at Metal Slug? Because just getting through the game isn't the goal.
Well, you can get through it and use quarters, or if you're playing it on an emulator. I've had this experience. Like when I first play a lot of these arcade games, the games that you might want to like one credit, I start by like just going through and seeing what the game is.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, now I'm going to take a more serious attempt. And then you gradually start like limiting your quarters and like, okay, I beat this on 20 quarters. Now I'm going to try to beat it on 15 quarters. Now I'm going to try to beat it credits. And then you get lower and lower and lower until you finally get to that one CC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the first time I beat it, it was like 35. Second time I beat it, it was like 22.
Mm.
You know, now I'm in like the teens playing it. But you start looking at it and you're like, how am I going to beat this? Because much like a lot of shooters, you have to have the power-ups. You have to chain them together. Because there are situations where like you can't tap the pistol fast enough to do what you need to do. It's like, oh, I need the shotgun here. Oh, I need to have the laser. Oh, I need to kill these enemies at this right time so they drop these power-ups. What do I do with my grenades? So it starts becoming this like very complicated, almost like puzzle.
Right.
Figuring out like, oh, these guys are going to come in clusters, so I need to do these.
I always wonder in situations like this, is it only after that is the player's responsibility to figure out if you can one credit this, or was there a developer at the time that was playing each one of these Metal Slug games and they had a guy that one credited it before it was released?
You know, I don't know.
I always wonder that about a lot of games.
I don't know, but Metal Slug X is very well balanced.
Mm-hmm.
When you get power-ups, you get them for a reason. The developers thought about it and you can tell. But it's like, oh, I got the shotgun. Now I'm going to get streams of enemies. Oh, I got the bomb that drives across the floor. Oh, now there's going to be the little dogs that are on the floor. Like, oh, there's an enemy where I have to kill them fast enough, so I have to use all my grenades. Oh, immediately they give me more grenades after, right? And the only way you would know that is by playing it, because it's like, oh, I got to save.
And memorization.
Yeah, what's nice is, you know, in so many shooters how you, like, save your bombs? And you're like, when do I use my bombs? When do I use my power-ups?
Yeah. And you have these little like grenades that you toss.
The grenades, right? The answer is you use your grenades right now. If you need them, you use them, because the game will give you more if you were supposed to use them.
You get them more from like saving the guys? Like how do you get more?
You get them from saving the guys. Sometimes they just drop random, like not randomly, but sometimes
in a box or something.
It's there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of situations like towards the end. On the really hard, like the final boss.
It's like the UFO.
You have to kill the little UFOs as quickly as possible. Because they're going to drop the lasers. They're going to drop the rockets. They're going to drop the things you need to keep the enemies from just overwhelming you.
Right.
Right? So that encounter is like scripted. It's like choreographed. It's like kill aliens, get item, use item to kill more aliens, clear the screen. Like, you have to be doing things. Like, the game, when you look at it at surface level, it's like, oh, I could shoot left, I could shoot right, I go left to right, I have a knife. But as you're playing it, you're like, crap, I gotta go slow here, I gotta go fast here, gotta get this item here, oh, I gotta use my grenade here, and it becomes this whole complicated ballet of
when to use what,
and then the game becomes, like, really interesting and worth playing over and over, because you beat this game in 30 minutes.
Sure.
30 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about games, people play 100 hours, all of this. Metal Slug, you could play for 100 hours.
But as you're doing that, you're trying to get better and better and trying to get that one CC run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And figure out all the things. And this is a very hard game.
Yeah. I've never been very good at Metal Slug. I streamed it years ago.
Yeah.
And you know what I remember from it is, I mean, I remember the graphics being phenomenal and everything, but I remember there was like either like a zombie or like a mummy character at one point. I remember them being annoying, but it's been so long, I don't remember why. Do you remember?
So in that? level two is the tomb.
Okay.
And in level two, the mummies come at you and they shoot like purple gas at you. And the first time they hit you with the purple gas, you turn into a mummy.
That's right. You turn into the
mummy. When you turn into a mummy,
right?
You lose your gun. You just have the pistol.
Yeah.
And you walk slower.
You gotta like wait it out. And then you eventually turn.
No. You know how in Castlevania Symphony of the Night, there's like the anti-curse potions that you get when you get cursed?
Okay.
Well, these anti-mummy potions, that it's like the same freaking sprite. Like they... I mean, it's bigger because, you know, the scale.
So you gotta get like a potion to turn back into
a human. Get the potion, you turn back. But here's the thing. If you want to have like a rhythm on that level,
you can't get
you can't get hit.
So if you turn into the mummy, you gotta like reset, basically?
No, you can get through it, but it's gonna be way harder.
Okay.
Because that level's to the point where you can make mistakes and not die.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I didn't use my gun correctly.
Yeah.
You know, because people are used to in shooters just hitting fire the whole time. In this, sure, hit fire the whole time when you have the pistol. But the minute that you have something else, now it's like, okay, I have ammo.
What were the other weapons? You have like a shotgun, like a laser?
All right,
or something?
I'll give them to you.
Yeah.
You have the heavy machine gun, and it says that when you get it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like the classic. You have rockets, which shoot in a straight line and deal a ton of damage. You have the homing rockets, which do slightly less damage, but they come at the enemy from different things. You have the bombs, which go in an arc,
mm-hmm.
which the bombs are good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
They're good because they deal a ton of damage. They're bad.
You run out of them.
Because,
right?
like there's in level two, there's a part where you have the bombs, and then all the people you're going to save are like hanging on ropes like this.
Okay.
And it's like, my bomb can't
get to them.
You have these rolling bombs that look like little radio control cars that drive on the ground.
I remember that.
And blow up. And you have the laser. And then you have your grenade, which the grenade, there's like a grenade power up. So you get like the napalm where it's fire instead of just being
so
like
a. So there's the bombs
grenade.
And there's the grenades. I thought you were talking about the ones that go in the.
No,
arch.
So there's a gun that shoots round like bombs.
Oh, okay.
Like metal bombs.
Okay, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's in there. An interesting thing about the Metal Slug series I want to mention. Metal Slug has a subtitle that people don't talk about, and the subtitle is Super Vehicle 001.
So what is that? Is that like one of the tanks or something?
It's
like,
the tank that you jump in.
Okay.
But the reason why it has a subtitle is because the original Metal Slug was a finished game. It was done. They were ready to ship it, and they're like, this isn't fun. Because in the original game, there were no heroes. There were no characters. You were the tank the whole time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And they had already sent out like promotional stuff like, get it in your arcade, Super Vehicle 001.
They wanted to give it personality and a person, a face,
and then they
attached
changed
faces to it. Is that when all the art came in with like the characters?
No, it was done.
Oh, that was...
They created the characters and the knife and stuff and did a major rework.
I see.
But imagine that. If you're the tank, you wouldn't have had the knife. You wouldn't have had...
Well, it'd be a completely different game.
It's a completely different game. Isn't it
crazy? That'd be interesting to play that version of it.
That exists somewhere.
Yeah.
Isn't that insane?
Right.
Like, somebody has that.
They should release that just as sort of like an oddity. Like, hey, check this out. Kind of, yeah.
That's where you get into, like, the prototype scene. Like, does somebody have, like, a board?
I've been thinking about doing a sort of prototype stream. Not necessarily, well, yeah, I guess, like, prototypes or, like, canceled games.
Yeah.
Like, did you know there was a Hellraiser on NES?
Oh, wow.
And do you know what company... made it or was going to put
it out? What company made it?
Wisdom Tree Color Dreams.
Wow.
Who did all the Bible
stuff. Yeah.
So it's like a funny, they're going to do a hell game?
Yeah.
Like that's like the last company you would think.
That's
you know, you would
insane.
Think like LJN or some shit, you know?
Yeah. I think this game is kind of controversial because it has like Nazis in it, but they're not quite...
It's like an X
instead.
I guess that's why it's Metal Slug X.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're in other Metal Slug games.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I've only played 3 and X. I haven't played all of them. Yeah. Well, I've tried the first one. I don't know if I've ever even played the second one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, if you played X, you've played the second one. It's like the same game.
Yeah.
It's just a little better. There's POWs, the prisoners of war that you're trying to rescue. It's a war game. It has this like funny sense of humor, but it's also kind of cynical as well. So it's funny and cynical, which, you know, the Japanese people have a history of pacifism after World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And when you beat the game, it's like peace forever, peace all over, you know. This is a game. Like, this plays into that Japanese psychology of pacifism.
I want to back up.
Yeah.
Because you were talking about the name, and you said that the game was originally had the tank.
Yeah.
So the subtitle is Super Vehicle, which is the tank.
Yeah.
What's the 001?
That's just what it is.
That's the name of the tank.
Yeah.
It's just the number one tank or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's the tank that you get at the beginning.
And then another thing about it is we're talking about the X. So usually X could mean like 10, but there was 7 Metal Slug games. So what happened?
X is a remake of 2.
Did they not want to make like 8? They
wanted to remake 2.
They wanted to remake 2, and they just decided we're going to call it X instead?
Yes.
Okay.
And then when they remade 7, they called it Double X.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a little weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's talk about handheld Metal Slugs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Metal Slug 7 was DS. It was handheld.
Yeah.
But on the Neo Geo Pocket Color, and now re-released on the Switch as well, is Neo Geo...
That's cool that they did that.
Is Metal Slug First Mission and Second Mission.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's on Switch, Metal Slug First and Second Mission.
When are we going to get a Wonder Swan collection on the Switch?
Oh, that'd be cool.
Because, like, there's a Mega Man game on the Wonder Swan.
Yeah.
And that's a system that, like, most people don't have a Wonder Swan.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So it's like, or if it's even, like, possible, like, all those, when the Switch, when they do stuff like, you know, Neo Geo Pocket and, like, things like that, it's like, that's stuff that really needs to be ported to something. I like that, because it's kind of, like, harder to get some of that stuff, you know?
I definitely think that the Neo Geo Pocket Color versions, the First Mission and Second Mission, are worth playing because they're Metal Slug games, but they're more platformy.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had to use smaller, less detailed sprites. There's more like jumping and, you know, avoiding things and stuff like that. It's like a different experience, and it's still kind of cool.
That is cool.
So how did I get the idea that I wanted to play Metal Slug?
Yeah, that came out of nowhere. I didn't think you were going to be doing this.
So in May, they're coming out with a Metal Slug Tactics.
Okay.
And lately.
And Ryan likes his tactics games.
And I like the tactics games, right? And an upcoming episode of the show, I'm going to be playing King of Fighters 15, which I'm really into. And the characters from Metal Slug 7, the Ikari Warriors, are in King of Fighters.
Ikari Warriors.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, Ikari Warriors and Metal Slug are like tied together.
But I should have talked about Ikari Warriors today. We could talk about Ikari Warriors.
Oh yeah. I loved
those stages go on way too fucking long.
I loved like the voice acting when you go in the shop in Ikari Warriors 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, like as a kid. Yeah. As a kid, I was like, whoa.
I forget what he's like actually saying.
Yeah.
I can only hear Bath Time.
But right.
Yeah. I want to play through Ikari Warriors 2. So I had Ikari Warriors 2 when I was a kid, and I'd play it and think it was cool, but I would have a hard time figuring it out. I think I could figure it out now. I should really do that.
So now it's like retconned together. Like Ikari Warriors and Metal Slug happen in the same universe.
That's so weird.
And the mercenary group that you're part of is actually the Ikari Warriors.
Wait, at what point did they get that? Did that combine?
7.
In 7?
Yeah.
So there was Ikari Warriors characters in 7?
There were Ikari Warriors characters in King of Fighters.
In King of Fighters.
Before 7.
Okay.
And now they're connected. So now they're Metal Slug characters. And if you play their stage...
I smell a chronologically confused about...
Oh my God.
Metal Slug.
Dude, imagine if you bring it all together. You're confused.
And Ikari Warriors.
Ikari Warriors, Art of Fighting, Fatal Fury.
Right. Back in the day, I always wanted to do a Bubble Bobble one.
Yeah.
Bubble Bobble, Puzzle Bobble, and Bubble Bobble, because there's so, like, many.
Yeah, and the American names are different.
Yeah.
And, like, there's, like, Bubble Symphony. Like, nobody's playing Bubble Symphony. Yeah.
Well, I might.
You might. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's crazy. There's actually, in the other room, there's a Taito F3, which is the board that you would play Bubble Symphony
on. He's playing Bubble Symphony.
Yeah, dude, if I had it, I'd play it. If I had the board.
So what else about Metal Slug? Do you like the game?
It's awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah. I thought it was, too, when I played it. I really liked it. I was trying to play Metal Slug 3 because I wanted to stream it. Because I said that I'm like, if I played, I already played Metal Slug X, like, what other one should I play? And they're all like, 3, 3, 3.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. So I started playing it. And I was like, I'm not good at, I'm like pretty okay at Contra.
Yeah.
But Metal Slug, I didn't grow up with it, you know?
It's way more like memorization.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah.
So, you know, I hope to get better at it and someday. I remember in Metal Slug 3, you go, like, under the water.
Yeah.
And there's like fish and shit that come after you. Because you can go down this alternate, like, there's, like, alternate paths and shit.
Metal Slug 3 has a ton of alternate paths.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
It's really interesting.
Yeah. I think if I had a Neo Geo and I was going to put a Metal Slug in it, I'd put 3 in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's like the most expansive. And
yeah, it's cool.
You know, and it's like the purest form. Like Metal Slug 3 is like the last hurrah of the original team.
The originals, yeah.
Right? So that's like, you know, you can't beat the original team. Like that's what they intended.
Exactly.
Right? You know, which
is... So that's kind of like, yeah.
Which is probably what you want. But like nobody... You know, when you say, oh, I like video games, I want to play Metal Slug, like, nobody gives you like... Well, you see, Metal Slug X is this and that. Like, nobody tells you.
Nobody gives you an explanation.
Right? So that's what
this
episode is.
Well, here I am this many years later learning about this because I didn't know all this.
Yeah.
You know, and I sat there a month ago or something and played Metal Slug 3, but it, like, I'm, you know, learning all this. So I'm glad you actually brought this. This is a little good history lesson. I could have sat and read it all on Wikipedia as well.
Sure.
But... that's not as entertaining as listening to my good dear friend Ryan tell me all about this.
Yeah. So it's a fun game. There's four characters. Your choices basically come down to brown-haired guy, blonde guy, brown-haired girl, blonde girl. There's your characters.
I always thought that... So there's like the in-game sprites,
yeah.
But then on the title, on the character select screen, when you see like the big faces... I always thought they looked a little Tim Burton like,
right?
Like a little bit like Nightmare Before Christmasy.
Dude, somebody made some toy company made like fully molded like this big Metal Slug figures.
Oh, that's cool.
With like the full facial expressions, like it's all like molded. And they look amazing, and they made the enemy soldiers.
You gotta get them.
No.
They're gonna sit right on these.
That'd
shelves.
Be cool. No, you know what I want to get, because we've had our Lost Vikings for a while.
Yeah.
I think I want to get there's a statue that's about the same size of the Super Vehicle 001.
Yeah.
The tank.
That'd be sweet.
I want to get that for back here.
You should.
So you beat the last guy. The last guy's dead. The gigantic alien starship, you beat it. And then this plane comes along like Independence Day and like shittily, like it's not even animated. They like rotate the sprite.
It's like Randy Quaid going
up into it.
You alien assholes!
Or whatever. Yeah, it just goes up into it. And that's the end of the game. And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
No, that's cool.
I mean, it's pretty funny.
Yeah. And then it ends with the mission all over.
Did this game come out like right after Independence
Day? It must have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But they're like, oh. Why?
They thought it was funny.
Yeah.
And people would get the joke.
Yeah, but I like that, like, visual storytelling. Like, the evil fascist dudes, like, they took over this alien ship, and they used it to do all this, like, the bad guy flies in it, like, he's Dr. Wily or something.
Yeah.
And then the actual aliens show up with the bigger ship.
Right, the real alien.
The real alien ship, which is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's a good franchise.
And it's like good, clean fun,
mm-hmm.
And it doesn't get in it your way. It's awesome. Yeah, and I beat it for this episode. I beat it 3 times.
Right.
Right.
What are like some of the other bosses?
All right. So the first thing is a wheeled tank that comes up.
Yeah.
But then it goes up on jacks. And then you're balancing between running underneath it.
I remember that fucking thing. Yeah.
So you got to watch because sometimes when it pops up, the flame thing doesn't come out. And other times it does. So you got to watch for that. And when it's going to fall down, it falls down. Blue vents open in the sides of it.
Okay.
And then it falls down. But you don't even need to mess with that. Because if you have like the machine guns from beforehand and you didn't lose your vehicle, you just blow them away.
Okay.
Like the first boss, don't worry about it. That's in the desert. When you get to the tomb, there you end up in this hopping tower where you're hopping up on like platforms.
Yeah.
And there's this gigantic thing like freaking deep throating the tower. Like
right.
It's like this metal worm that comes up.
Isn't there maybe I'm just thinking of the third one, but is there a level where you're having to run away from like a thing?
There are city buses that come at you in this tunnel.
Yeah.
And you have to like tap as quickly as possible. Like I made a tweet. People probably could see this where I'm like, "Hey, where do I tap? How do I tap on the..."
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Right.
It wasn't for King of Fighters. It was for this. But I used the Metal Slug guy in King of Fighters.
Your tweet was basically like, how do I tap faster?
Tap faster.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And the answer is you don't die and you get the rockets from the screen before.
Yeah.
That's the real answer.
If you want later after this, I can show you how to like finger like really fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really good at doing the fast fingering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I need that.
Yeah.
So then you fight a plane that is like, it has like thrusters on the sides.
Yeah.
And it has tanks on top. And there's dudes on top pushing the tanks over the top of it down at you.
Yo, I kind of hate like the fast tapping. I know you're not like a big like Mario Party.
Yeah.
But Mario Party would be like, you know, you got to do the fucking like,
oh,
like
you got to blow up a balloon
thing.
Or,
cause you're like racing. The thing is like when you're racing another real person, cause you're not playing Mario Party really by yourself.
Yeah.
You're usually playing it with friends. So you actually have to fucking like out tap the other fucking person. That's fucking crazy to do. And I hate fucking doing that shit.
Yeah.
But some people like love that. I used to do, there was another game I used to do like on NES with the, you have the A and the B button and then you have to like slide your finger like back and forth. You put your like thumb in the middle of the buttons
and, you're like
and you slide them back and forth so that you can get the buttons back. I don't remember what game, but sometimes I do like shit like that.
Yeah.
Some people had I remember I had a friend who had a trick. He'd use like a pencil and do like that, like with the pencil going back and forth and he could make it like insanely fast and like,
yeah. So what Kieran actually showed me is like when he does it in Street Fighter, like the lightning kick or the E Honda, he taps the middle and the high button at the same time.
Yeah.
So he goes like that.
Oh, that type of thing?
Yeah, look how much faster you could do that than me. Because you play video games constantly. Like, look at that. Like, I
fucking told you. I got those fucking
look at that.
Speedy fingers.
Wow.
But also, when I do, on the sort of same subject, there's Contra 3 Alien Wars, which I think, did we do that for an episode? I think we did.
Patreon?
Or Patreon, I guess.
Yeah.
So there's the thing that you have to do on that, speaking of weird finger things, is in that game, you can hold two guns.
Yeah.
Like, you can hold a, the spread or like laser, let's say, or like two lasers or something. And if you want to fire faster, you swap between them.
You do like a cancel and then you shoot.
Right.
Because it resets. When you switch, it resets the cooldown.
So
if you tap super fast, you're shooting twice as fast.
But it's the top two buttons on the things, but you also have to like jump and shit.
Yeah.
So like I do this like weird, I'd have to like hold the Super Nintendo controller, but I do this like weird motion with my fingers where like I can get to those buttons to be able to like swap. And it's like we could do a whole video on just like weird things that you got to do with your hands for some of these games. But with an arcade button, like I don't know other than just like straight up just tapping it.
Yeah. A lot of
times. Did you get any good advice from anybody?
So I hold the Switch controller like this when I'm playing Metal Slug now.
Okay.
So that I could tap, like, on it.
I thought you meant on an arcade stick.
Oh, on an arcade stick, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
But I hold it more like an arcade stick. You do, like, a claw.
Okay, yeah.
Right? Because then you can get the faster tapping.
Right.
Yeah. So it's it's a thing. That's not a modern gaming problem. Modern gaming is very like ponderous.
It honestly, like, so, you know, they say like practice makes perfect. If you're playing video games every day, hours upon hours upon hours, like every day, like you probably will get those muscle reflexes and they'll get fast, probably will get faster.
Yeah.
You also give yourself carpal tunnel syndrome, which I have carpal tunnel syndrome, but I think you will get faster. It's like getting, you know, you get the callus on your thumb and shit. You ever fucking play enough NES or something that you get that callus?
You get like a blister.
It fucking happens.
Yeah, that's
actually
crazy.
I have a callus right now right here from flying shit.
That's crazy.
That's from the D-pad, I guess. Yeah. Like rocking the D-pad around, yeah.
That's awesome.
If you don't have a callus, come on.
What are you doing?
How many of you in the premiere right now have a callus on your finger? But is it from video games or is it from
something else?
They're like, yeah, I got one on all my fingers.
Oh my god! Holy shit!
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So there's a ship you fight. There's a submarine and there's an alien spacecraft. That's Metal Slug X. It's a good game.
I gotta ruin everything. I'm
Pay
sorry.
$7. Go get it on Switch.
Switch. Yeah.
Yeah. Or there's like. This game has come out. This game comes out like every 2 weeks on a new platform, so you'll be able to find it.
Right? I feel like there's been a lot. Like Xbox had a Metal Slug, right?
Yeah. Just go to your game box and type Metal Slug, and it'll be.
Can't
this
you get them
one.
All on fucking Steam too?
Yeah, yeah, totally.
So it's like it's available.
It's available, and now when you get it, you can pick whether you want to play it in Japanese or English. As well,
you can play in Japanese. You're still trying to learn Japanese.
Yeah. You're doing a lot.
So my game this week is Paperboy.
Paperboy.
And so I know Paperboy was an arcade game.
Yep.
I believe it had like a handlebar. And
it does. Shit. And actually, if you want to go play that, you can play it at Ground Control Arcade in Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
They have like the full Paperboy thing.
They have it at Fun Spot in New Hampshire too.
Yeah. It's expensive. Like if you would, that arcade game is rare, expensive, prone to break, right? So play it on NES. Yeah.
You know what one of the coolest cabinets is? You know what? Ryan's getting a lot of like arcade machines. Yeah. You know what you need to get? You need to get fucking Food Fight.
Food Fight.
Fucking Food Fight. Okay. That game is really fucking cool. It's the one with the face and his face opens up and eats like the ice cream and shit.
Yeah.
But the cabinet is like all like cartoon food and shit. Like I love the whole thing. The game is good.
That's
and
cool.
The cabinet's like beautiful.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Paperboy, I was playing the NES game. I know there's Paperboy 2 on NES as well. And then you have Paperboy 64. Paperboy 64 sucks.
Yeah.
For a birthday present, I got Paperboy 64.
Okay.
And I popped it in, played it, fucking recognized very quickly that it fucking sucked. And I was like, can we please go take this back so I can get something else with the money? Like, we had the receipt. And I did. I returned. I remember it was KB. I remember going to KB and returning it. I don't know what game I got, but I know that I returned it.
Yeah.
I got something else because Paperboy 64 fucking blows.
Yeah. I felt that same way on N64. I got a Rampage World Tour.
Mm.
Somebody gave that to me.
Rampage 2 is like, okay.
Well, my thing is like, I didn't feel like, I'm playing the N64.
Yeah.
Okay? This is the future, guys. N64 is the future.
You didn't want to be playing Rampage on
N64? I don't want to be playing Rampage on N64. I played it on NES. I played it on whatever.
Right.
Like, so I wanted to return that, and my parents were like, you can't return that. That was a gift.
Rampage 64 is way better than the NES one, though. The NES one's really fucking boring and
it's
bad.
It's stiffer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's one occasion where I'm like, the N64 game is actually a lot better.
Yeah.
But
So Paperboy.
Paperboy. So it's isometric. You go down the street.
You do.
And
well, you go up the street, right?
You go up the street, yes.
Yeah.
I should say up the street. So what you're trying to do is there are the different houses, and like the white houses, you want to deliver the paper into the mailbox or onto the porch. And then there's the red houses, which are your non-subscribers, and you can throw a paper through their window to get extra points. And I think if you get enough extra points, you get extra lives so that you can make it through the week. I was confused on this game, and I thought that people were telling me, oh, you have to make it 3 weeks I think the arcade version, you have to make it 3 weeks. In the NES game, you only have to make it one week to be able to beat the game. But what you're essentially doing is you're going down the sidewalk and you're avoiding things. There's all sorts of obstacles, like there'll be like a jockey that runs out, or there'll be like a lawnmower going around, or a crazy lady comes out of her house with a newspaper, you know, coming right at you, whatever, all kinds of stuff like that. A kid on a bicycle, all sorts of shit. So you're just trying to avoid things, and I remember playing this game as a kid and hating it because I would just run into things like really easily, and I just get like very frustrated and just want to turn it off.
Right.
But it's one of these, you know, practice makes perfect. You start learning what you can run into and how to where to be, where to not be. You know, because it's very like pixel perfect. Like you might be like, oh, I can go through this, but yeah. You can't.
You know? I used to hate. You get to the end, and then you get like the totally red obstacle course.
Yes.
At the end, and I'm like, oh, you know, I got most of my papers. I'm not gonna have a problem. And then you get to that, and you're like, oh, what do I do? Oh.
So the obstacle course at the end of the stages, it's just for getting points. And like again, I mean, if you're trying to get like a high score, but really it's to get the points to get the lives.
Yeah.
To make it the full week, if you're trying to if you're trying to beat the game, so it gradually gets, you know, more difficult as you go. It goes, it's like, it's kind of like The Shining. It's like Monday, Tuesday, and it's got the black screen with the white font. And so the thing that's crazy about this game is, as you're, for one thing, there's almost like a safe spot that you can be to not get hit by the majority of things in the game. It's like the left side of the sidewalk, like the left, like if you're like on the very like line of the left side of the sidewalk, most of the shit will pass you and not hit you. There's a couple things, like there's a guy who is, my chat likes to joke that he's sucking his own dick, but he's breakdancing.
Cool.
But he's like got his like legs over his head and he's like, he's like going for it.
Yeah. Wow.
But, that guy, sometimes he'll be like right in the way and you got to like get out of the way. Yeah. Or there's a guy doing a jackhammer. There's a couple things that you need to know. Okay, those guys you got to get out of the way of. But for the most part, you can just like ride that almost the whole game and not get hit by stuff. Mm. But you're trying to throw these fucking papers into the mailboxes. And depending on your speed, and it's like the trajectory of getting that paper to get into the fucking mailbox, or it could also hit the house and then land on the like front doorstep.
Yeah.
But if it's like 2 pixels too shy of that, you don't get it. Like it's this very small window.
So I want to talk about not getting it. So this game is like Zombies Ate My Neighbors. Let me explain.
Okay. Go.
Because we talked about that recently. So Zombies Ate My Neighbors, two ways to die, right? You die, or all the people die.
Sure.
Right? In this game, there's two ways to die. You run out of lives, or everybody unsubscribes, right?
Or you crash into things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but if everybody unsubscribes, it's game over, right?
Yeah, I believe so. If you miss all the subscribers by the end of the week, yeah. I don't think that happened to me. Usually what happens, I almost always die because I run into shit.
Right.
You know,
I think I've lost in this game, and I'm not sure because it's been a while, but I think I've lost in this game because I played it like super safe.
Yeah.
And I lost everybody.
You weren't able to get any subscribers because you know, that's not super surprising because the hardest part of the game is landing those newspapers in that small window, and you'll run out of newspapers too. So there's also this balance between like, oh, you want to get points to get the extra lives, right? Or to get a high score. So you're like, okay, I can hit the lamppost things to get extra points. And I can hit the tombstones over to get extra points. I can hit the trash cans to get extra points. I can hit the non-subscriber windows to get extra points.
But you got to deliver the fucking papers.
But you got to deliver the papers. So you have to not use enough papers. You know, you have to have some papers left so that you can actually get them into the fucking mailboxes. And if you do get all the mailboxes on the street, you will gain another house.
Yes.
So that's basically what you're trying to do. And I almost never do that. It's like really fucking hard to do. But, you know, so I'm still trying to fucking beat it. I made it to Saturday.
Yeah.
And I definitely think I can beat this game, but it's I don't know. I kind of have fun playing it. It's like kind of a crappy game, sort of.
Right.
But it's kind of like, it's one of those things where like, I used to think this was like a piece of shit game because of the isometric angle.
Yeah.
But really, like, if you just like take some time with it and get used to it, it starts to get more fun. Like the more right. used to it you get.
Yeah.
But it is sort of a weird idea. So yeah. I don't know. I like it. Paperboy 2, I think you can play. That's one of the games you can play with the four score thing, I think.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, you can play with, like, multiple people with that, I think.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Can you imagine four people going?
Well, you go one at a time.
Well, then why bother?
Why bother, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was a paper delivery person once.
Yeah.
I did it. I think I was, like, 13 or 14. And that job is a tough job.
Is it just you're throwing the newspaper on people's like driveways at like 5 o'clock
all right.
in the morning?
So here's
is
what
it that.
So here's what happens, right?
Yeah.
So you, it's actually a funny story. The old Paperboy, it's like a Marvel movie. Like the original Paperboy knocked on my door, and he's like, "I'm going to college, so I'm looking for somebody to take on the route. Do you want to take on the route?" I'm like, "Dude, I don't need a job. I'm good." My mom gets up and she runs to the door and she's like, "Oh no, he's doing it." I'm like, crap. Right? Oh. So 5:15 in the morning.
Is it dark?
It's dark. A truck, and it's fine in the spring and the summer.
When you were a kid and you went out to the school bus.
Yeah.
And it's like November or December and you stood on the corner. Was it dark?
Yeah.
Me too. They're talking now about like changing the times and all that. And then they're like, "Oh, yo, they're not going to change the times because, you know, kids would have to stand at the school bus in the dark." I did that.
Yeah.
So several months of the year when I was out there, it was fucking dark. So like.
So the truck shows up and the dude's like, he just throws the fucking papers out of the truck.
Okay.
And puts them on the corner. Like, he doesn't hand them to you. You could be there. And he just throws them, and he's out. Right? Now, here's the thing.
The guy who's giving them to you.
Yes.
Okay.
There is one sheet of paper on the bottom that has nothing on it. There's one sheet of paper on the top that has, like, "These people resubscribed." Mm. "These people unsubscribed."
Mm-hmm.
Right? "This is who you have to deliver to."
Mm-hmm.
And if that sheet of paper gets fucked up, like he throws the papers in a puddle.
Oh.
And remember, you pay for the papers.
Mm-hmm.
So they send you a bill. The company, the paper company,
yeah, right,
sends you a bill.
Okay.
And you get to keep the extra money.
Oh,
right?
Which means you got to deliver those fucking papers.
Yeah.
Or you're fucked.
Yeah. So I'm there on the corner. I got to like get the papers before they get destroyed.
Yeah.
And if you're not there, like they'll throw them there whether you're there or not.
Right.
Right? And you imagine a 13-year-old kid doing what I'm describing today.
Well, today people would say, "What is a newspaper?"
Right.
What is it? What is that?
So you get them, and then it's like, "Oh, well, if I put it on the step," they had a policy. This wasn't like a car route. This was a walking route. So the papers had to be on the step. You couldn't put them at like the bottom of the driveway or something. So and like the neighborhood was hilly. So I would go around in rollerblades. Because that was the fastest way. So I get my paper bag. And you know, the Monday paper is really thin. But the Sunday paper is huge. And it has ads. And it has, you have to put it in a bag.
They have the better comic section on Sundays too.
They do. The other thing is they charge you for the bags that the papers had to go in.
Dagwood and Blondie. Remember?
Sure. Brutus.
Marmaduke.
Yeah. The Phantom.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The Phantom.
Yeah, they had the Phantom. Anyway, delivering papers.
Garfield.
Classic. Jim Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. No, but you don't want to, like they're delivering newspapers. Then you got to walk around and you got to collect the money. And you have a book. And the green ones are ones that you collect by hand. And the red ones in the book were ones that were pay by mail.
Mm-hmm.
But now if the pay by mail people don't pay, you're just screwed.
How different was it being a real paper boy from the video game?
Things don't come after you, but it's still like treacherous.
I mean, it's kind of like based in reality, right? Because you got to watch out for cars at least.
Yeah, right? You have to.
So did you do it on a bike or did you walk?
I did it on rollerblades.
Rollerblades.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I had to get between the cars and stuff.
Oh, right.
Because it had to go on the step. If you were on a bike,
you'd put the bike down and go.
You couldn't do it on a bike.
Oh.
And I never got to the point where I could like chuck it.
Yeah.
Because
it would go in a bush or something.
It goes in a bush. Now you got to go fish it out and the people are going to complain because it's messed up.
I mean, what I see is there's a car that goes around the neighborhood and they throw it out the window onto your driveway.
Yeah.
That's what I see now.
Yeah. So they do that, but.
But you didn't have a car.
I was 13.
You shouldn't have been doing it.
Dude, I made money.
Did you?
Money. I had 77 people. I had 77 houses I went to.
Did it ever happen to where the paper got fucked up?
Yeah.
So what do you do then if the paper's fucked up?
They yell at you and they deduct it.
Mm.
But you make a lot of money. Like,
yeah.
You can handle the buying the plastic bags and having the deductions.
Did it suck?
It sucked in December and February. And
right.
When it was, like, snowing, like if it was a blizzard.
Did working at GameStop suck?
Yeah. Well, working at GameStop sucked because you didn't get, like, being a newspaper, you get, like, paid.
What about slicing meat? Did that suck?
Slicing meat was better than both of those because you got paid and right. It was easy.
But you might die.
Yeah, I mean, if you're an idiot, right?
Right.
You know?
You were talking about the thing shooting out or whatever.
No, I the only job I ever had that, like, scarred me physically.
Was this one?
For life. No, was I worked at Domino's Pizza.
Oh, yeah?
And they have, like, the open oven. Like, yeah. the oven's open,
okay.
And, like, the pans, they come. So, like, there's no, like, the food just comes at you.
Yeah.
And it doesn't stop. So, if you, let's say that you go to the bathroom, and the pizza's coming, it'll just fall on the floor.
Oh, really?
Because of the conveyor belt.
Oh, my God.
It just goes. So, and you do, like, 100 pie hours on Friday night. 100 pie hours. Imagine doing 100 pie hours.
Right.
That's more than a pie a minute.
This is like the Mario Game & Watch gallery thing with the conveyor belts going back and forth and like they're Mario and Luigi are grabbing the fucking pies and shit.
So you have to do it like this. Literally. Like a pan pizza. It's in a pan. Right? You grab it. You pull it off. You cut in a circle like this.
Yeah.
You pull it up. Boom, boom, boom. Close. Next. Because
right.
The next one's coming.
Yeah.
And you're just slicing. You're just slicing and going. And then you have like 200 pans you have to wash.
Right.
And then the dudes are like dealing drugs in the back,
right.
Like the drivers. And there's like transactions happening. And it's like real shady. And, you know, it's a whole experience. Yeah. So like that was worse than both. And I still have like scars all down my arm. See the dots here?
Yeah.
That's from the grease. From the...
Oh, shit.
Look at... See?
Yo, I got something for you guys. Do you guys all... Have you all had a horrible job at some point in the past? Not in the premiere, but leave a comment on the video and tell us all about the worst job you ever had in the comments. And tell us... Just fucking write it out, man. Tell us. I want to hear.
No, I want to hear about.
I want to hear. I will read those comments.
Yeah.
I want to hear all about your shitty jobs. Like everybody had a shitty job.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for me. I've only just I just sit and I would watch like Roseanne and then go to bed.
Oh my God. I'm like, but the scars, man.
Yeah.
The scars.
I'm like, well, my skin is like perfectly like, it's like a baby's butt.
Holy
it's like
shit.
Perfect. Yeah. Oh, I wow. never worked a day in my life.
Oh my God.
So when you were a paperboy though.
Yes.
I didn't mean to cut off that story. We went on some other tangents, but did you ever have a jockey come after you?
No, I had a dog come after me like often.
Yeah. What about the Grim Reaper?
The
Grim Reaper was probably always on your tail because you could get hit by a car.
So I'm on my rollerblades. Mm-hmm. It's like winter, but it's not snowing. And I hit a patch of black ice and I just go back and I hit the back of my head and I'm just out.
Yeah.
So I'm laying there in the middle of the street, not even like sidewalk, nothing. I'm laying, I don't know how long I was laying there.
Yeah.
But I just got knocked the hell out. And I'm laying with the papers.
Wait, how did you fall?
I was on rollerblades and I hit black ice.
Oh no.
And I just boom. I fell. So I might have been out like a minute.
Or it might have been like a day. You don't know.
Yeah. Could you imagine somebody should try as a paperboy just laid out? Like,
they just keep going.
They just keep going.
They're like,
yeah. No, that was the worst thing that ever happened.
Oh, gee.
The black ice.
Yeah.
And I didn't do the rollerblades for like 6 months after that.
Yeah. At that point, were you walking? How long did you do this for?
2.5 years.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. From like 13... till like right before I started driving.
Like 13 to 15?
Yeah.
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 Oh my God.
But it was like good money.
Yeah.
Like I got, like the reason why I have lovely PlayStation titles like Vagrant Story and Bushido Blade and
you're
Final
using
Fantasy.
Your paperboy money.
Oh yeah, dude. I had like the PS2 like the minute it came out.
Right.
I had like the PS2 with all the accessories, with everything. I had Dreamcast day of. All of that.
Right.
Because I was getting paid.
Right.
But I was also getting knocked out on the side of the road on black ice. So, you know, it was a mixed bag.
It evens out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But definitely that money went straight to Electronics Boutique, GameStop, whatever. It went straight from the papers.
So you see that to be a real paper boy, there are real hazards that you got to watch out for. And I'm a little sad though that you didn't we should go out right now and let's get newspapers and try to throw them into mailboxes.
It's impossible.
First of all, the fucking mailbox has a front on it and it closes. You can't do that anyway.
Well, no, because like not.
Oh, there's like the side
there's
mailbox.
The side mailbox.
The
like,
blue.
That's,
like,
that's
yeah,
what they got. Dude,
right.
Dude, I'd still be a paperboy today if it had the side mailbox and I could have just walked down the side of the street.
I haven't seen those.
Put it in
forever. Those like side mail. Is that, that's like gone now. Huh?
Yeah, I don't think they do that.
Because most people don't get the paper.
Well, like,
right?
I subscribe to the New York Times, and they don't send me the New York Times. It just pops up on my phone.
Right.
Right.
Like, all those, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I see if you go to, like, Wawa, I'll see, like, newspapers there. Like, you can still buy it.
Yeah.
I guess if you pay somebody, somebody's going to deliver the fucking thing to you, right?
I guess so.
Because I don't get the newspapers.
Yeah.
I don't even
Subscribe. So, the paper I did it for was the Intelligencer, which is Bucks County, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Yeah. Which was kind of cool.
Yeah.
But now they're done. They're done. There's no...
All those years of selling those papers and it all...
It didn't help.
It didn't add up to anything.
It didn't
they're
even
all
make
fucking
a dent.
Out of business.
Yeah.
All of them.
Right.
Yeah.
Now I get the New York Times on my phone. I'm like, oh.
And you look at the screen and then your phone's like, you have used your screen time for the day or whatever.
Yeah. It shuts off. It's
shut,
like,
your
fuck
computer
you.
Shuts off.
Right. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but I had fun doing it, even though it sucked.
That yeah.
Kind of like Paperboy.
Yes, actually, exactly the same. I think it's a fun game.
Yeah.
I think it's not a game for everybody. A lot of people would look at it and be like, "Why the fuck would you play that?" But I think there is probably a lot of people that watch our streams that you know are in videos that probably would be into it. I know, like, if you're watching this show, you probably like retro games.
Yeah.
You might want to pop in Paperboy. It's a fun game.
Would you rather play Metal Slug X or Paperboy? I won't be offended. I love this game, but I wouldn't be offended.
I want to play both of these games. I don't know. It's about either.
Right. They're very different.
Yeah, that's such a hard question.
Yeah.
I mean, like, now that I've been playing a lot of Paperboy, I'd rather play Metal Slug.
Right.
I want to get good at Metal Slug someday. Yeah. Like, because I'd like to be able to. I don't know if I'll ever be able to, like, one credit it, but I'd like to be able to, like, five credit.
It feels, dude, when you are in a groove and you're, like, getting the weapons and doing the stuff, it feels good.
Yeah.
It feels good. Like, you'd be happy. You know, I thought back while I'm playing, I was playing Metal Slug, and Mike Matei appears in my head on play, and he's like, you know, I want to do a good run of a game. I don't want to do a sloppy run. And I turn to fake Mike Matei, and I'm like, this is a sloppy run, Mike. You're just going to have to deal with it. Right?
Well, I'm no good at... No, I mean, you know? I'm no good at Metal Slug, though.
Yeah.
Like, when I played Metal Slug, it was the same thing. Like, I used a ton of credits to get through it. I'm not good at it.
Yeah.
But I hope to one day be good.
Yeah,
at it.
I imagine seeing somebody, like, I would be impressed. Like, if I was at too many games and somebody was playing it,
yeah,
and I watch them and they're, like, just doing it.
Yeah.
There's also secrets in this. I didn't get any of the secrets.
The thing is, I have never devoted the time to do it. I think I probably could do it if I put the time in. It's like any of the stuff. If I put enough time into it, I would get good at it eventually.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. So, but the secrets in this... Like, I definitely want to go back and find them.
Did Metal Slug X have alternate paths, or is that just three?
No, it does. Not that I know of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because there'd be a guy.
Yes, there was, actually. Right. So I have to... No, I did not detect any alternate paths on this playthrough. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's Metal Slug X. That's Metal Slug... That's Paperboy. That's Ryan's Paper Route. And that's Talk About Games for this week. Guys, I hope you enjoyed. We will be back again next week.
Next week.
Show is Friday, 8 p.m. As you know, catch us on Spotify, wherever podcasts are heard. Go check out our Patreon because we got a lot of content on there. And
if you really like us... If you don't like us, don't do this. Because
if they don't like us, they probably aren't watching them by this point. Anyway.
If you really like us, give us an Apple Podcasts or Spotify review. It's greatly appreciated. I have a little channel on the Slack. Whenever the reviews come in, I get a little ding.
So what do? You go on Apple Podcasts, www.applepodcast.com. It's podcast.
You go to the podcast app on
your
phone.
Do you have to type in the www?
You have to do the HTTP.
HTTP.
://
www.applemusic.com.
It's not that, but you know what to do.
And that's not even the site, is it?
But no. But
that's not even right. What is the site? You don't know.
No, it's just podcasts. It's like the podcast app on your iPhone or iPad.
On the iPad.
On the iPad.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you do that and you give us a review, I will get a little ding. Good or bad, but please be good.
You get a ding?
I'll get a little ding on my Slack that'll be like, somebody made a review.
You get a ding on your Slack?
I do. I get a ding on my Slack.
How often do you get a ding on your Slack?
Oh, I get a ding on my Slack every day from some podcast.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
When they make the review, it gets posted. Then me and Paul and everybody see it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's fun. I don't know what Slack is.
You know Discord?
I know Slack's like if you go to JCPenney.
You know Discord?
That's like you can talk to people.
Yeah, Discord chat.
Yeah, right.
So Slack is like a businessy Discord.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't like any of that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to anybody.
Me either. But I have this like thing. I'm like,
what thing?
Like this building. Like we need to do things.
Oh shit!
Right. Oh god.
Oh my god. Where am I?
Anyway, so that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Thanks for watching.
Bye.
Bye.